The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Thank you. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Great response there. Today's Easter, believe it or not. The calendar says it's April 28th. Friends, the teaching of the church is that Easter's not just a date. It's a reality that we live every single day of our lives. Jesus has risen, and that makes the big difference in our lives. He has claimed the victory over death, and he gives us new beginnings in our own life. And so actually, every Sunday is a mini Easter. We celebrate Jesus. So are you ready for the Easter egg hunt after church today? Sally, y'all ready? You ready for it? Okay, yeah. Right. Welcome to Peace once again. Just a few announcements to share. What a busy week it was at Peace this last week. Lots of activity in the community. Just want to give a few updates here that I can share. The blood drive, is Lindy here this morning? Or yep. Lindy's up in Portland. Thank you to those who volunteered. Peace met its goal of 35 donors, and that saved 111 lives. On Thursday, we got the note from the American Red Cross, so that was fantastic. Thank you to all those who donated and were a part of that happening at Peace Thursday. Yesterday morning, you might have seen the pictures up here a little earlier in the announcements. They'll loop again at the conclusion of our service. We had 7 members of Peace, a lot of our youth, participated in something called City Serve. There were 400 Christians. We started at Suburban Church at about 8:30 in the morning that gathered for some orientation. Then we went out and flooded Corvallis and Philomath with acts of service. And we worked at the Philomath Community Garden. And Denise worked with us. Denise, it was great spending some time with you yesterday. We worked, yep. Yep, my fingernails have dirt in them. I tried this morning to get, But it was a fantastic time to serve. And then last night was Salmon and Jazz, and just looked like so much fun going on, so that was fantastic as well. We'll get results probably next week. Is that right, Bruce and Kathy? Yep. But I think everything turned out well, so thank you for those who participated, donated, and volunteered for that event. Other announcements to share this morning. Peggy.
I just want to remind the ladies that 1 o'clock on Thursday is guilt.
All ladies are invited.
So 1 o'clock Thursday is Guild.
Good morning, everybody. I have a couple announcements to share from the church council. First is, in anticipation of the arrival of the vicar, we are putting together a committee to help prepare for his arrival. And Rick Durling is heading up this committee, and we're looking for any members who would be willing to assist us. Please see Rick or myself if you would be willing to help us. And then our second announcement that we'd like to share, and we are excited to officially announce that we are beginning a capital campaign to expand our parking lot. By expanding our parking lot, more people can easily come to church. This way, we are creating greater access to God's Word. Our campaign goal will be $90,000. We will be able to add 30 parking spots, and Nicholas is, we're putting together kind of a presentation goal board that we will have up in the narthex, and we'll be putting little cars in each parking spot to kind of signify how our progress is going. So we'd like to ask for your support. We will have special envelopes in the narthex where you can place your contribution. Or please write on your check that you're willing to donate to the capital campaign. So this is a real exciting endeavor, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, George. Thank you.
Today is your last opportunity to sign up for Tables of Peace. The list is in the hallway. If you're not sure what it's about, talk to me, or there's a little bit in your bulletin, and it's also been in the newsletter, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Absolutely. This is a great way to form friendships with others at Peace Lutheran Church, is to join Tables of Peace. Just one last announcement. George had shared that Vicar's coming to Peace. That is true, and we will find out the name of that person this Wednesday. Wednesday is call day for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we are going to live stream the service right here in the sanctuary and have a moment of prayer and song to really think about this person and the transition they're making to come here to be with us. You're welcome to come and be a part, or you can stay at home and just log on with the link that we sent out, or come and talk to Callie or myself. We'll share that link with you. But Wednesday at 1 o'clock is the service, and we'll know by about 2 o'clock who our vicar is going to be next year. It is likely the vicar will show up on August 1st to serve for a year's term here at Peace. That's the committee. The committee will be figuring that out.